There's so much in that gift that you could turn it over in your hands for many days and still find new dimensions. And yet, in so many respects, it's about freedom. It's about freeing us from the burdens that we hold, from the burden of fear, from the burden of anxiety, and from the burden of guilt. Because much of what it's all about is about forgiveness. And we understand this. We understand that as a result of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, we can be and have been forgiven the things that we do wrong, even as we continue to commit them. And as a result, because we have received forgiveness from God for the things we've done wrong, we understand that we should forgive other people. Again, I don't think I'm saying anything particularly new here. It doesn't do any harm to repeat it, though. And we forgive other people in part to release them so they are not shackled by the burden of the sin they have committed to us. And we forgive other people because that releases us from the bitterness and grudges that can contort our character and twist us into shapes that we don't want to to become in ourselves. That's not to say that we necessarily have to forget, or even that we are able to forget what has happened to us, just that the spiritual burden that places on us and on the other person can be lifted. Again, I don't think I'm saying things here that are particularly controversial. I think this is fairly sort of mainstream, so I'm not going to dwell on it. In preparation for this talk, I did what I normally do when I give a sermon, which is I go to the font of all wisdom, which is obviously Twitter, and I searched up forgiveness. I'm always surprised at just how much of an insight I get by looking at people's reactions. Donald Trump's speech on forgiveness was an eye-opener. I'm not going to go into that because that will become the substance of the entire thing, but there is such a thing, apparently. For many people, forgiveness makes no sense. I'll come back to that in a bit. But the one thing that I kept coming back to as I read the various posts that people put up there is that we understand about forgiveness. We understand Jesus died so that we could have grace, we could be forgiven. We understand we should forgive other people. This is not controversial, this is not new. What is much harder is doing it. I remember going to a festival of some kind some time ago, but the speaker lampooned a sort of stereotyped, charismatic preacher who might open their sermon by saying, "Are you living in the victory of the cross?" And I laughed with the rest. But actually, even though that was set up as a joke, actually I actually took much more from it by taking it seriously. So perhaps in slightly less over-the-top ways, perhaps I could raise the same question. Are we living in the victory of the cross? Are we truly forgiving other people? Are we truly forgiving ourselves? Because I think it's very difficult. And I think it's something that people really struggle with. We pay lip service, of course we do, and occasionally we remind ourselves this is something that we do, but when confronted by something that someone has done to us, to our family, to our parents, to our spouse, to our children, forgiveness is often quite a long way down the line of things that we come to think about. And when it comes to ourselves, again, that can be something that people really struggle with. Can you let go of the things that you know that you have done wrong. And I offer myself as a classic example of all of these things. I think I hold myself to a very high standard. And as a result, when I fall short of that standard, that's a problem for me. Not because I don't believe in God's forgiveness, though I do. I absolutely do. I think it's probably got as much to do with pride. I like to think of myself as a good man, so when I fall short of that, it slights my pride. And I struggle with guilt as a result of that. And that makes forgiveness difficult, forgiveness for myself. I suspect I don't feel I struggle so much with forgiveness for other people, but I do know that other people do too, so there'll be variation there. And of course, it's easy to make excuses when it comes to these sorts of things. Phrases like, I don't know, well, I'm not going to feel sorry about that. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have said it, but have you seen how she's behaved recently in the last few meetings? I think we're going to start with her, thank you very much. Or, yes, it's not ideal, but we live in a broken world. It's the way of getting it done. I'm sorry, but this is the way it's had to happen. We say these things to ourselves to make it more comfortable. Of course we do. And I think that in many ways, when you boil all of this down, the whole business of forgiveness, the whole business of grace, the reason it seems to sit so uncomfortably with us, both to give and off to give and receive forgiveness, the reason why on Twitter a lot of the posts ultimately boil down to, isn't it absolutely ridiculous to forgive? Because the tough guys take revenge. You don't mess with my family, bang. You're the tough guy. You've had your revenge. You have made up for what has been done to you. And forgiveness does feel incredibly unfair. It feels much, much more reasonable to say an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. It feels much more reasonable to say, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. That feels right. It feels proportionate. But this is also where a little bit of, I don't know, my sort of knowledge as a historian comes in. And don't worry, you're not about to receive a complete lecture on the Crusades here, though the Crusades will be mentioned, I'm afraid. I study the medieval Middle East, specifically the Crusades, although it's more the region as a whole now. And in the region at the time of the Crusades, there are many wars of which the Crusades are just one. The area is crisscrossed with conflicts. Conflicts between people of different religions and cultures. And I've spent getting on for a quarter of a century studying these wars. And I've come to see, in fact, in a podcast last week, I said, if you want to understand these wars, these conflicts of the Middle East that have gone on throughout history, the one thing you have to understand is just how complex they are. Different cultures, different peoples. If you think it's simple, you're wrong. And yet, as soon as I said that, I thought to myself, you know what, there is something very simple, something that all these conflicts have in common, irrespective of who's waging them. And that is that they are all working on the principle of an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, including the ones being waged by Christians. You hurt me, so I'm going to hurt you. No need to worry about forgiveness. Now, Rachel talked earlier about cycles, the Middle East. And I'm only saying the Middle East because it's what I study. You could draw very similar analogies from other parts of the world, I'm sure. These cycles continue. You hurt me, I hurt you. No forgiveness, just revenge. And on it goes. More and more violence. And so I've come to see that there is a curious situation. We are comfortable with the idea that you hurt me, so I'll hurt you back. That feels right. It feels right not to ask for forgiveness, because forgiveness basically means that you are being given an incredible gift even though you have done nothing to deserve it. Forgiveness doesn't make sense, and yet forgiveness is also the only thing that would break that kind of cycle of violence, that you took from me, so I'll take from you. And so part of what I think it is to be a Christian is it's a journey towards God. It's a journey to a place where forgiveness makes sense. And the more it makes sense to us, not in our heads, but in our hearts, the more that we can let go of these things, the more that we can forgive other people genuinely, the more we can forgive ourselves genuinely. There's a phrase, there's a passage from Shakespeare that I think sort of strikes at the core of this. It's from Shakespeare's Hamlet, where Hamlet, they're talking about the burden of sin, the burden of wrongdoing, the burden of something has been done to me, so how do I respond to it? In this case, it's the murder of Hamlet's father. And one of the characters, I think it's Hamlet, I can't remember, says, actually maybe it's not, one of the characters in the conversation anyway, says, treat every man according to his deserts and who shall escape a beating? We're not strong enough to face the full consequences of what we've done wrong. No one can. We need forgiveness, but we also need to work ourselves into a place where it makes sense to us, where we understand it. Two passages that came very quickly to mind when I was sort of thinking about this are firstly Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all whose work is hard, whose load is heavy, and I will give you relief. Very similar verse, John 10. I have come that men may have life and may have it in all its fullness. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And these two, they speak of grace, the burden that we carry, the burden of unforgiveness, whether that's towards ourselves and other people, but all the other things that burden us as well. Another quote, I'm afraid, this one from Alexander Pope. To err is human, to forgive is divine. Well, it sounds like a wonderful thing to say. But it only makes the point that forgiveness is difficult. It is something that is easier for God than it is for us. So what do we do about this? How do we walk towards forgiveness? How do we put ourselves into a place where we can genuinely do this? Because through forgiveness is freedom. The answers to this are fairly straightforward to me. I've always found being with you people, with my church community, to be helpful. I feel lighter, I feel freer having been here with you, because I'm able to hand over those burdens, whether those burdens are based in fear or anxiety or guilt or unforgiveness, etc. I feel lighter for it. Very occasionally in my life, when I have been consumed with thinking about something and I've been praying to God for it, I felt like a plug has been pulled here at the back of my head and it's all drained out. It hasn't happened with everything I've ever faced, but it's happened occasionally. And suddenly it's gone. Sometimes I've prayed to God to help me in a situation, and the problem that has followed is not that the situation hasn't been resolved, it's been that it's been resolved so quickly that actually I find it incredibly easy to forget it ever happened. Because God can intervene, and obviously prayer helps too. So what I'm trying to share with you is not the principle. We know the principle. We should forgive, we should receive forgiveness. I'm walking through part of my own journey with grappling with putting this into practice. And the more that I've looked into it, the more that I've lived life and gained experience of these things, the more I realize that God is reaching out to us, like that picture in the Sistine Chapel of God strenuously holding out his hand to us. He's trying to break through. And so for me at least, a lot of my journey is it's about responding to that. It's responding to those impetuses from God, those motions from God, trying to reach through to encourage us to embrace our freedom by releasing ourselves and those around us.